welcome to the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast, your source for all things Livonia Stevenson Hockey. This is podcast number two of the 2016-2017 season. I'm your host, Paul Mitchell. This is the podcast where we cover all things Spartans hockey program related. We're going to start, as we plan to do each podcast, with game recaps. So the Spartans open the season basically playing four games in the opening week. After an appearance in the Cranbrook tournament, the boys had a much-deserved break. After a few days of regrouping in practice, the boys were back in action this past Friday at Eddie Edgar, facing off against South Lyon Unified. As he's done in previous games, senior captain number 22 Justin Alton opened the scoring early in the first period. From there, junior defenseman number 2 Connor Jakacki tallied his first goal of the year, and junior number 21 Julian DeSena followed suit with a backhander where he literally scored, picking the puck out of midair and putting it back in the back of the net. The Spartans were up 3-1 after two periods. In the third, the Spartans kept the offense rolling. Justin Alton scored twice for the hat trick, and senior number 15 Teo Gomalka followed Alton's lead, scoring a hat trick of his own. Junior number 23 Jack Williamson then added his first career goal as a Stevenson Spartan. The final from Eddie Edgar, 9-1 over South Lyon Unified. Next up for the Spartans, city rivals Livonia Franklin. That'll be this Wednesday, December 7th at Eddie Edgar. Puck drop, 6 p.m. Okay, we're going to keep the action rolling, and we're going to bring in our weekly guest. You'll find him here every week on the Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Head coach David Mitchell. Coach, as always, welcome to the show.
Having me.
Well, thank you as always, Coach. And okay, after a little bit of a break, as we mentioned before, you were back in action this past Friday against South Lyon. Got the victory. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Well, it was, we came out a little bit slower than we had hoped. It was kind of a slow start. We scored early on and then kind of put it on cruise control a little bit. But give South Lyon all the credit in the world. They battled, they competed, killed off a five-minute major that we had, made it very hard on us to really generate anything. And so it was 1-1 after one. We got a couple there in the second, and then I thought did a really good job of focusing there in the third and really trying to get to the inside and not be as pretty as we tried to be the first two periods. And, you know, Justin Alton had three and Teo had three. And then it was nice to see Jack Williamson get on the board there at the end. So overall, it was a good night for us. We were able to get some guys in and get some contributions from some different people. And it was a good night for us. And then, as you know, afterwards, we had a great time as well with the skate with the Spartans. And all the thanks to Matt Bentley from Riley Upper Elementary for putting that together. Huge turnout from our community. Our student section, the Blue Crew, is awesome. And a number of kids and youth from the LHA and other hockey associations came out to skate with our guys. So it was a great night that was had by all.
Yeah, that really was a cool event following the game, the skate with the Spartans where you had the team on the ice. And what an incredible showing, not only with younger guys, but kids of all ages. There were some parents out there. And you can't say enough about the Blue Crew, about what they've been doing. Just another great performance by them and a great showing by the student section for Livonia Stevenson.
Yeah, we are honored and humbled and really, really know how fortunate we are to have such great support from our student body. And we try to, one thing we tell them is we're going to play hard for them and we're going to compete and we're going to give it everything we have and work every day to represent Stevenson High School to the best of our ability. So it's great. We love having them and we do our best for them. And just the support from the administration and the staff and of Stevenson High School and the whole Livonia community has been outstanding.
Okay, and really no days off in the schedule. You guys come back this week. You got another city rival in Franklin on Wednesday, and you guys are off to Novi on Friday. So another tough week ahead of you guys, but I'm sure you guys are ready to go and looking forward to the challenges.
Yeah, you always get excited to play a crosstown rival like Franklin, and Dan Phelps is there now, took over from Dennis Gagnon, who did a heck of a job there, and all the respect in the world for him and all the respect in the world for Coach Phelps and, what his background is. So we know they'll be ready to play. They'll run a really disciplined system, and they'll compete really hard. And we know they have some good pieces over there, and they're solid and net. So we know we're going to have to work for everything we get there on Wednesday. You know, and then, yeah, we come back Friday against Novi. But right now our focus is on Wednesday and Livonia Franklin and hope to be successful there. And then we'll turn our focus and our attention to Novi after that.
Okay, well, thank you as always, Coach, for joining us here on the Stephenson Hockey Podcast. Good luck the rest of the week, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time.
Yep, Paul, thanks again. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. And, you know, go Spartans.
Moving along here on the Stephenson Hockey Podcast, we'd like to do now a player profile. And for our first guest here, we'd like to bring in senior captain number 22, Justin Alton. Justin, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, Justin. You guys are 5 games into the season right now, and you're 4-1 against some pretty good opponents. You got to be pretty happy with the way that things are going so far with the team.
Yeah, the team's gelled pretty fast. We've had a lot of success so far. We have a long way to go, a lot more hard work to put in, but I think we can make a good run this year.
And again, it's your 3rd year. You've been named a captain. You're following a long list of some pretty good players to wear the C here. What does being a captain mean to you, and what's the approach that you're taking here with the team?
Playing under Mick Sinclair and Ben Kowalski really helped mold my leadership style. I like to lead by example on the ice. I like to do what I have to do out there to show set a precedent for the other teammates. And if I need to be vocal, I'll be vocal.
Okay, and again, 3rd year here. Not too many high school players get to play 3 years for a program. So you came in as a sophomore and got to develop, and you're a senior. You've had some pretty good runs here with the team. What has this whole experience been like for you?
Oh, this experience has been amazing. I could not imagine my high school years without it. I'm so glad I got to be a part of it. It's been a great opportunity, and for everyone else who gets to be a part of it, it's awesome.
What would you say to younger players coming in? You know, what would they have to look forward to? I know obviously some hard work being part of this program, but what advice would you give them coming into the program?
Don't take any moment for granted. It goes by very fast, and just have fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, and finally, like I said, 5 games in, it's a long grind. You guys have some tough opponents always on the schedule. You know, what are your expectations for the year here coming up?
We expect to compete. We expect to work hard. We expect to make another run this year.
Okay, well, Justin, thank you very much for taking the time. We wish you nothing but the best of the luck of the upcoming season, and thanks for joining us here on the Stephenson Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, time for an off-the-ice spotlight. Right now, we'd like to bring in Jim Gibbons. Jim is the former principal at Livonia Stephenson. He's currently a member of the Livonia Stephenson coaching staff. He works not only as a coach, but focuses on mentoring the players as student athletes. He helps out with off-the-ice things such as schooling, grades, and personal issues. Jim, welcome to the Stephenson Hockey Podcast.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here.
Okay, well, thank you for being here, Mr. Gibbons. So you're the former principal at Stephenson, so you have some pretty close ties to the program. Tell us a little bit about your background, not only as an administrator, but in the game of hockey as well.
Well, I have close ties to the program, mostly because my son played in it. He played here for 3 years, 2 of them with David. And I got to know everyone and enjoyed the whole aspect of Stephenson hockey. I also had some background myself. I coached my son all the way up through Bantams, and I worked for USA Hockey for 12 years in the coaches training program. I worked level 1 and level 2, and I gave the lectures on the role of the coach and the relationships with players and coaches and parents, and it was a very enjoyable experience. I always had a passion for hockey growing up. My dad had season tickets to the Red Wings. My uncle, while he was in the seminary, was up in Toronto teaching at St. Mike's. And when he was ordained, he worked at St. Mike's University and St. Mike's High School, where he came across a few Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm not sure whether they were in the class or they were just playing in that rink up there. But I always found that the hockey players were very nice, and along with my passion of watching Hockey Night in Canada every Saturday night with my dad and my brother, playing in the backyard on our pond, it was just, I've always had a passion for hockey.
Okay, and you mentioned also, too, both your children went to Stephenson, both playing sports. And could you talk about the time they had as student athletes there and your experiences, not only being the principal, but having children playing sports and being a parent as a student athlete?
Well, being a parent of an athlete is one of the roles that I've had to play along with my wife. And we had decided when I became an administrator in another school district that it might be better for our kids if they did not go to the same high school in a one high school school district. So we looked for a place to move, and Stevenson fit the bill for our kids. It was a great fit for them. We chose Stevenson because of its academic reputation and just benefited from the arts and the athletic program as well. When we looked at schools, we saw that Stevenson's graduation rate was in the upper 90%, 99, 98% all the time, and they sent 93 to 97% of the kids to college after they graduated, which is where we wanted our students, both our children to go. But we also not only benefited from the academic program, but the athletic program did a great service to our kids in preparing them competitively for the next level. Both were college athletes. My daughter was an All-American 3 times and an academic All-American 6 times. My son was all GLIAC, and we're very pleased. It was definitely the right decision to send him to Stevenson. And after spending my 9 years at Stevenson as an administrator, including principal, I know why, because we had great staff members. That staff is second to none.
Okay, and being around high school sports and now high school hockey for some time, you're really an intricate part here in helping out the players here at Stevenson. I know Coach Mitchell and the entire staff loves having you on board. Everyone really benefits from it a great deal. In your opinion, what separates the Stevenson hockey program from other programs in the state?
Well, first of all, I believe it's a total program. Every aspect of the program is in place. And it's not only in place, but it's very strong. You have a coaching staff that knows what they're doing, and they definitely send the message that they care about the kids. They follow up not only with them in practice, but academically, and then post-graduation, they keep an eye on them. You can tell that by the way the kids come back to see the team after they graduate. You also have to have a good group of students who are not distracted by other things, who come from supportive homes that allow them to be kids, who are not afraid of putting in a hard effort academically and athletically. And that motivation that they have internally plays out in their hard work. You also have to have parents to provide that nurturing environment at home so the kids aren't distracted by other things, that they can focus on doing a good job in this role that they have as a student athlete. And the parents also have goals for their athletes or their children, which is very beneficial to a program. If you put that in the context, the good coaching, the good parenting, the good students, in the situation at Stevenson where they get support from the administration and tremendous support from the student body, it's hard to beat. I think it's one of the best programs in the state.
Well, thank you much. Thank you very much, Mr. Gibbons, for joining us here on the Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Again, I know Coach Mitchell and the staff really appreciate all you do, and we're really fortunate to have you here taking the time. I know you're no longer the principal at Stevenson, but you're still, like I said, an integral part here and still very visible to the program, and we love having you around.
Well, it's great being around. I think my perspective of the roles that I've had to play as a teacher, a coach, a parent, as someone that worked for USA Hockey, as a parent of college athletes, that I have a good perspective as to what to expect as the kids grow through the program. I'm very proud to be a part of the program. Go Spartans.
Well, thank you again, Mr. Gibbons. And yeah, you said it right there. Go Spartans. Thank you so much. And that'll do it for Stevenson Hockey Podcast number 2 of the 2016-2017 season. We'd like to thank head coach David Mitchell, as always, for joining us for weekly recaps. We'd like to thank today's guests, Justin Alton and Jim Gibbons, for coming on the program. And as always, thank you to those following along, and we will see you next week. Thank you very much.